The senior U.S. commander of the Fallujah offensive said earlier this week that the fight there is far from over. On Tuesday, Lieutenant General Thomas Metz also said that insurgent leaders had ample opportunity to escape from the city before it was sealed off.
Some of the senior leaders probably have fled. I would hope not, but I've got to assume that those kind of leaders understand the combat power we can bring and the fact that we will free Fallujah of the anti-Iraqi forces.
I played this assessment by the general for Michael Vickers of the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Studies and asked him about those missing insurgent leaders and the kind of campaign waged against them in Fallujah.
The key leader is Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, who has a $25 million bounty on his head. He was thought to have been in Fallujah occasionally, but if we knew his whereabouts, we would kill or capture him. It's not really clear whether he's responsible for everything that he claims. There's a fairly distributed resistance in Iraq, or insurgency, a number of disparate groups that are fighting in various parts of the country, and so there's not one head that one could cut off and in the insurgency.
The senior leaders generally, would capturing them be a primary objective of this operation? Just listening to Lieutenant General Thomas Metz, it sounds like he's admitting, allowing that they've gone, and then that wouldn't seem to be such a big blow.
No, I think the objective of the operation is more to break the insurgent grip on Fallujah. It may also have a beneficiary aspect in terms of making elections possible there, but I don't think capturing senior leaders is a realistic objective.
Are U.S. and Iraqi forces actually fighting two wars here, trying to take a city in a conventional way, but also trying to keep track of insurgents?
Well, the fundamental problem is really the insurgency. Fighting in an urban area is always difficult. But the more challenging aspect is really trying to deliver a crippling blow at an insurgency. In conventional war, if you defeat the army or you capture an enemy's capital, that can often be decisive. That's not the case in insurgency. And so what happens after the battle, whether you actually can win the people of Fallujah over to where insurgents can't go back and it's less hospitable to them, is really what the battle is all about, not so much the taking of the city.
The Fallujah conflict, it's not the first kind of unconventional war that the U.S. forces have seen or participated in Iraq. What do you see that the U.S. forces have learned? Has the strategy changed? Are they doing something different this time than they did in Fallujah, maybe even that first time around?
The operation in Fallujah in April versus one today is different in a number of respects. First, there's a much larger U.S. force committed to the operation, several times the size, from a few thousand troops to 15,000 or more. The U.S. forces are trying to get the battle with over much quicker. Last time, we really lost the information battle because of a protracted siege. It eventually called off and ceded the city to the insurgents, resulting in a defeat for the U.S. And so that's one thing they really want to avoid this time. And of course, there's a much bigger Iraqi force participation this time. And the interim government now gave the go-ahead authority whether to begin it or not. And so it's different in a number of respects, but it still is really an outlier for the basic problem of counterinsurgency in Iraq. Insurgents are elsewhere in Iraq, and they'll have to be defeated piecemeal over time and won over politically.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Michael Vickers is Director of Strategic Studies at the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Studies.